You know that in the Bible, God tells people to take care of the earth, to take care of the animals, oceans, the plants, the trees, and to take care of all the people. But this morning I want to tell you a true story about a little boy whose favorite animal was rhinoceros. Now I want you to think real quick. I'm going to come down the line and see what your favorite animal is.
My favorite animal is a leopard.
A leopard. Wow. How about you?
Dog.
Dog?
I can't decide.
Oh, okay.
Dog.
Dog?
Cheetah.
Cheetah.
A kitten and a guinea pig and a puppy.
Oh, you have three favorites. Do you have a favorite animal you like? Okay, you think about it. How about you?
A butterfly and a flamingo.
A butterfly and a what?
A butterfly and a flamingo and an ostrich.
A flamingo and an ostrich. Wow.
Kitten.
Kitten.
A flamingo.
A flamingo. Wow, these are wonderful animals. How about you?
I like a lion.
Lion.
My favorite animal is elephant.
Elephant. Boy, y'all have a variety of animals that you love. And nobody said alligator? Nobody said alligator for Louisiana? Because he eats fish and birds, and careful, he'll eat you if you're not careful, right? Okay, real quick.
Bald eagle.
Bald eagle. We have bald eagles right here in Algiers. Okay, put your hands down. I want to tell you about this boy. He's 12 years old, and he lives in South Africa on the other side of the world. And his favorite animal are the black rhinoceros. But there's a sad part to this story. Some people are hurting the rhinoceros. They are hurting them in order to get their horn on the end of their nose. They have a big horn on the end of their nose, and they're selling those horns. They're chopping them off and selling them, and they're hurting the rhinoceros. So he was at his house thinking, what can I do to help? What can I do to help? He came out with a game, kind of like the game of Yahtzee. It has these little rhinoceros figures for dice. And you play this game, and he sold it on the internet. And do you know, at 12 years old, he has raised $15,000 by selling that game to help the rhinoceros. Isn't that wonderful? Well, there was a veterinarian, a doctor who takes care of animals, who heard about this boy. So he invited him to come and help him treat a rhinoceros that had been wounded. And he let the little boy give the rhinoceros a shot. And the little boy was so excited because he'd never given a rhinoceros a shot before. But they helped the rhinoceros to get better. And they saved that rhinoceros' life because they were able to be there and treat it and help it to get better. So it doesn't matter how young you are, you can take care of the animals. You can take care of people, and we can do our best, like God wants us to do, to take care of the earth. Okay? Real quick. You had your hand up? Real quick.
Is that why rhinoceros is going extinct?
Yes. Very good question. The rhinoceros is becoming fewer and fewer and fewer animals on our planet, and it's in danger of being extinct, which means one day there might not be any more rhinoceros. That's why it's important we take care of them real quick.
You put back them horns on.
Well, it would be nice if you could put the horn back on, but it doesn't work. But that's a great idea. I like the way you're thinking. Real quick.
One time, a leopard got let out of the zoo and killed a few animals while everyone was asleep and didn't know that.
That's very true. That was a sad story, wasn't it, at our zoo right here in New Orleans. But they were able to get the leopard. You heard it at school, and they were able to get it back safe. One more comment, and then we're done. Okay.
They hurt rhinoceros to get money.
They do. They sell those horns. Do you know that one horn will sell for $45,000? And that's why they hurt the animal to get that horn and sell it. And it's against the law to sell it. But they do what's wrong. So pray for the rhinoceros. Pray for all of our animals. And pray for everybody in the world that we keep everybody safe. Thank you, God, for the animals and for the people. Help us to keep them all safe. Amen.